Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Slaker. Every day I wake up, I record a podcast first thing. There's no real good reason. It's not a good podcast. Don't listen to it. Okay. It's 12:38 p.m. So I woke up in like the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep and all shit. So whatever. I don't know. Any day that I am laying down, afternoon, it's not a bad day. So what's going on? I don't have anywhere I have to be. Jacqueline's going to this big Planned Parenthood. Can I say that? She's going to this big Planned Parenthood gala. I am not going to that. It's for ladies. I think it's some feminist thing. But I'm pro that, as I've stated in the past. So that's pretty cool. Planned Parenthood gala. I guess I have to go help her find. Not help. I don't help find a dress, but I stand there while she looks. I don't mind. I look at my phone. What was I going to do? I don't have anything. I know I keep saying I'm going to get this thing organized and I'm going to do something with, get it together. But right now, I don't have. Tuesday, May 2nd. What's this? Episode 80. Trump says government, U.S. needs government shutdown. What the fuck? I know I saw you said, never talk about Trump, but this guy's a fucking dum-dum to force a partisan confrontation over federal spending. I don't know, fuck this guy. Do you guys see that? Dude, watch the goddamn Jimmy Kimmel thing last night. Jimmy Kimmel did this long thing about his kid. He had a child born the other day, and it had to have like open heart surgery. Watch the YouTube video; it's very moving. But it's also why? What's up with this dude that wants like healthcare to be shitty? It's bananas. And let's see, trending stories. Okay, I don't know. It's all fucking Trump stuff. Let me go to Reddit news where it might be. It's kind of hard. The guy's taking over everything. It's fucking batshit craziness. That's the problem. It takes over the entire culture because he's fucking nuts. I always think about that. What if somebody is a Trump person? But every day that passes, this guy gets fucking crazier. He talks like a fuck. He just sounds like he's an embarrassment. He sounds drunk. He makes shit up and doesn't even back off when the Andrew Jackson fucking thing yesterday. He's such an idiot. All right. Let's get to YouTube news. YouTube star Daddy of Five loses custody of two children featured in prank video. Oh, what people will do for YouTube fame. Daddy of Five loses custody of two children. Does he get to keep three of them? I'm assuming there's five for Daddy of Five. So does that mean... he put two in a prank video, but they're like, oh, well, the other three, you get to keep those. And this has got me a little. The family were accused of abusing the children featured in the controversial video, which proved wildly popular. Family's custody of two children. All right. Well, watch what you put on YouTube, I suppose. I have to read more about it, but I can't even though, because I feel like I'm going to go down a YouTube hole with this. I'm like so interested into what the hell this is. I got to figure it out. Let's see. Is there a video in this? There's a video. Let me see. Is this about
the absolute worst week of our life, and we realize that we have made some terrible parenting decisions, and we just want to make things right.
I do agree that we put things on the internet that should not be there. We did things that we should not do.
They kind of feel like some of it's their fault, and it's not their fault. It's not. It's we're the parents, and we should have made better decisions. We are now in family counseling because we need it, not only to get through the, you know, media stuff, but we needed to come back together and have everybody, even the kids, to understand what we did wrong.
All right. I like, they're contrite. YouTube account Daddy5 became wildly popular in recent weeks after posting videos where two parents played pranks on their children. In particular, they would accuse one child named Cody of a range of bad behavior, then punish him physically and emotionally for it. Now Rose Hill, the biological mother of 9-year-old Cody and his sister Emma, says that she has obtained emergency custody of her children. Oh. So this dude's on his second wife and got kids with her. So this is a stepmom making fucking viral videos? YouTube celebrities are fucking terrible. Anyway, what's
beautiful bastards, hope you're having a fantastic Monday. Welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show, and a quick note for today's show. On today's video, I've removed all advertising. I have rescheduled a sponsor that was originally scheduled today, and that's because I don't want to talk about a story today and have it in any way seem like I'm exploiting the situation.
I guess this is that was like a 13-minute long video. So fuck Daddy5, you piece of shit. Portland May Day protesters hurl can of Pepsi at cops. Oh God. Now that Pepsi commercial is taking real casualties. Not that that's a obviously, Pepsi's not to blame here. Protesters. It's a real bummer, man. Because it's like, I like protesters of any sort. I think people should be protesting if they're mad about something I'm not mad about. Go protest. When the Tea Party first started, and I didn't know that they were funded by the Koch brothers or whatever, and people were like, they're protesting Obama. I'm like, good. Protest. That's what you do. You're mad about something, get out there. So I like protesting, but then people get fucking in these mob mentalities, you know? And they think it's okay to do. It's like you shouldn't throw a can of Pepsi at somebody, for Christ's sake. That's terrible. All right. So, yeah, Portland's supposed to be so chill. Expect them to be relaxed. Let's see. Multiple people stabbed on UT Austin camp. Oh, no. What happened here? Suspect of fatal UT Austin stab previously committed for mental health issues, police. Of course. Who the hell goes around stabbing people that have mental health issues? That's always the thing. There used to be this guy in my neighborhood who was real. Like most of the homeless people are mentally ill. It's like either you are a drug addict or you're like to the And I know some drug addicts. I know plenty of drug addicts, and they maintain jobs, or you know, of some sort, and have places to live. You're drug addict to the point where they're not drug addicts on heroin, though. I don't think I know any people currently on heroin. I think when you're on heroin, you end up on the street if you have a real love for the game. If it's just, which I think I would, because I've, you know, I'm an addictive personality and all that stuff. I would probably be out there on the street because it's like all you want, all your money goes to heroin. You really don't have a choice. So, but so many mentally ill people on the street. There was this one guy. He used to just, and he would just yell at everybody, and he, but he would do it. But then he would wear funky clothes, like tie-dyed clothes, and have his hair done weird, like in weird braids or whatever. Cause long gray hair that he would sometimes dye that. I don't know how he would dye his hair, but I haven't seen him in a while. But he was out. He would like throw trash cans, get arrested, but he'd always be around and try to avoid him whenever I could. But I haven't seen him in a long time. So either he got, maybe he got the help he needed. But it's just like, man, mentally ill, if you don't, it's like, what do you do, though? You can't make, like, unless you commit people to, like, the hospital. It's like, and then what do you, mental illness. It's, because it goes to everything. Isn't pedophilia mental illness? Like, really? It's not, I mean, it's you're responsible for your actions. I'm not saying that. But it's mental illness. Nobody nobody. Come on, I don't know. Well, anyway, so, now this guy, that's the thing. Once you go, if you're mentally ill, it's like, oh, this poor guy, he's mentally ill. But then you go stab people. You're like, this guy's a piece of shit. Let's fucking lock him up in a prison. And now you got a bunch of crazy people in prison. And the whole thing's fucked up. Not that I'm some genius. I probably watched a documentary that just told me that. But not even what I didn't put it very eloquently. I understand that my social commentary is not genius, but I'm always arguing with this person that I believe is listening. That is like this asshole. I don't know why. It's an issue. I have to work that out. Why do I feel like everybody thinks that I'm a piece of shit? I truly can't imagine. Oh shit! I didn't start the timer on that. To look at this now. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I do that. So, it's a self-esteem thing. I have low self-esteem. People with high self-esteem, I find to be. Who likes them? I guess I have some friends like that. That I think about it. They're fun people. They're not always shitting on everything because they feel good about themselves. Yeah, I should get some self-esteem. Bitcoin soars above $1,400 to all-time high. So what? One Bitcoin is worth $1,400. But it's not a real thing, so I don't feel like trying to figure out the Bitcoin thing right now. Barack and Michelle Obama to open library and museum in Chicago. That sounds fantastic. I've never been to Chicago. Maybe I'll go there to see the Obama. When's it opening? I'll look at that later. You don't need to be a part of my calendar. Cops charged their change their story I'm dyslexic, sorry. Cops change their story after an officer kills a teen outside a party. Yikes. See, this is Jordan Edwards' death ruled a homicide. No criminal charges brought against the officer. I can't get into this. It sounds too sad and possibly infuriating. Yeah, I think about all the times the cops busted parties I was at. That's what they do. They bust the party, and everybody takes off running. A few people get caught, like a couple people get caught. I never got arrested. I've never been arrested. Period. I got busted shoplifting at a store when I was a kid, but they called my mom. I got in a lot of trouble. They didn't call the cops. The store security. And so I've never been, but to think of like kids getting fucking shot at these parties. I tell you, the parties probably would have ended. If somebody, I don't know. Kids love to party. When I was a kid, and I'm talking all through, I like to party now. But man, it's like, what was better than going to somebody's house, their parents are away, and everybody in that whole house is just kids from like in high school, just your whole high school is like in this house, and everybody's just getting fucking wrecked. People are hooking up. Not me. Never me. That was always the uncomfortable part. If you're like, because I would never leave, I'd hang out to the end, and it might get down to the point where everybody's hooking up except me. That happened to me more than once, that I'd be in a house where everybody was hooking up except me. And that was mostly due to my self-esteem. I couldn't approach a girl. Couldn't do it. Unless, even when I was drunk, because I'd be fucking hammered. But also when I was hammered, I wasn't like a good hang. I could be okay. I could be sort of funny when I was drunk, but mostly I was depressed and angry, or I was all sorts of, I was very erratic. But, so, my heart goes out to those kids at that party, because I don't think they're going to want to party again. I don't know, how do you handle that? Let's see what else we got here. CNN president, Fox and state-run TV. Oh, smack. Yeah, that dude, Jeff Zucker. I mean, it is sort of. He's not wrong. Well, I think that's it. I think we're good. Net neutrality rejected by appeals. Oh, no. Net neutrality's fucked. So enjoy podcasts while you can, until there's podcast licenses and, you know, there's all sorts of whatever. Comcast is running every fucking thing in the goddamn internet. I swear to God. Whoever thought the corporate interests weren't going to, like, take over even more. I'm not saying Obama didn't step to the banks. Obama just makes me happy because he was, like, cool. He fucking, when he talked, he made you feel like good. At least me, not the people that thought he was a fucking terrorist or whatever the fuck. All right, I'm going to stop complaining about that. I'm not going to stop complaining. This podcast might become all Trump. All me shitting on Trump every day. Maybe I just wake up and shit on Trump. Maybe that's the podcast name. Comes Shit on Trump. He'll probably listen to it if he sees his fucking name in it. Dumb motherfucker. All right. It won't become that. Don't worry. It's just, in the beginning, it was easy. It's becoming a bit harder not to comment constantly. Maybe I should just not read the news at all and just talk about topics that I think about. It's a lot hard to come up with a topic every fucking day, though. You understand? You know, it's like every day, like a different topic that I'm going to talk about. I guess I can figure it out. But I should probably stay off the news because it's infuriating me. And it's not doing me any good. It's not doing the work. Maybe, I don't. Well, we'll figure it out. What's this, episode 86, 87? I have to 100 to make this a great show. I think I'm going to probably have to push it to 200. I think really a year, to be quite honest with everybody. If you really expect, I think after a year, when there's 365 episodes, one for every day of this, you know, between whenever this started, 86, 87 days ago, and a year from then, that's when I'm going to say either, all right, this was shit, let's just scrap the whole fucking thing, or I keep going and go for 2 years, for good or for bad, you know. That's pretty. So instead of me trying to just say, oh, 100's like, to me, that's pretty good. If I did 100 days in a row, maybe I'll think of some way to mark that. But I'm not going to expect the show to be awesome at 100, because it's not looking like it's going to be. It's not awesome today, and we basically have 2 weeks, so. Go to Levity Live this weekend. If you're in the New York area, it's in West Nyack, New York. It's not far away. It's a great club. Fun time with Mike Birbiglia and me opening up the show. So it's a fun time. It's like 20 minutes of me, hour plus of Mike. His new hour is pretty fucking awesome, too. You see it now before it's only in theaters and shit. Well, the theater show, too, is going to be pretty dope because it'll be longer than the stand-up show. So anyway, if you have Mike Birbiglia is coming to your town on his theater tour, buy tickets if you can. There's a bunch sold out, but go to his website. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.